Hello, welcome to a new episode of Rants with Danny Shi. It's a big day. It's the day before the Taiwan series. Today is October 30th in Taiwan, and we have a huge Taiwan series preview show for you. We're going to go in-depth. We're going to go position by position between the CTPC brothers and the Uni Lions. And to joining me in analyzing and breaking down this Taiwan series matchup, he's the English play-by-play man for 11 Sports Taiwan. You've heard him commentating the English game, the CPBL games in English. He also does the Mandarin broadcast for Fox Sports Taiwan. He writes columns for UDN Sports, and he also hosts a podcast with Adam for the Hito MLB podcast, the Mandarin MLB podcast in Taiwan, one of the most popular podcasts in Taiwan. And so welcome, without further ado, welcome Jackie.
Hello Danny, and hello everyone. I'm Jackie Lee, and I'm very glad to be here with you guys.
Yeah, Jackie, I mean, first of all, before we dive in, what was your reaction of the Lions in the last two games, you know, beating the Guardians and the Brothers in back-to-back games and clinching the second half?
Yeah, that was very exciting series of events. And I was very excited for the Lions because I mostly have been broadcasting Lions home games, weekend home games. So I sort of have developed a faction and personal connection with this Lions. And it's very, very rewarding to see these Lions fought through all the struggles they've been through in the first half and bounced back and turned the season around in a big way in the second half and won the most important two regular season games at the end of the season. And those two games were well played and they deserved the victories. So that's even more rewarding. So those two games are probably the most memorable events in my very, very short broadcasting career.
Yeah, the Lions definitely deserve the second half championship, and you know, I talked about it with Rob CPPL Stats last week about those two games. Again, the Lions deserved it, and they've done a tremendous job breaking through and you know, especially after a tough first half, to go out there and prove everybody wrong in the second half and then go back to the Taiwan series for the first time, I think in 2013, I think is a tremendous achievement for this team. All right, let's go down. Let's start breaking down the Taiwan series. We're going to go go through each position. And what we're going to do is we're going to pick, you know, which team we think are better at each position. And we're breaking down the pitchers into starters and bullpen, and obviously catcher, first base, second base, et cetera, et cetera. So let's start with the starting pitching. Now, the 28-man roster was announced last night, Taiwan time, Thursday night. And from the looks of it, you know, obviously the three foreign pitchers for both teams. For the Brothers are Ariel Miranda, Jose DePaula, and Esmo Rogers. For the Lions are Tim Melville, Teddy Stankwitz, and Dykeshorn. Now, there's always a fourth starter that could play a pivotal role, or maybe we don't know if the team will go back to the foreign player, you know, the game one starter for game four, so it goes to 1, 4, and 5. We don't really know that just yet. And the fourth starter for both teams are both Taiwanese pitchers. For the Brothers, it's probably going to be Huan Si, and for the Lions, they're probably going to be the southpaw Chen Ye. That being said, Jackie, we're going to start with, I'm going to throw to you for this one, to begin this one. Which team do you think will have a better starting rotation going into the Taiwan series?
Yeah, I think without doubt, it should be the Brothers, because throughout the season, we have seen their starting rotation has been just fabulous. And all the foreign pitchers they found this season are very, very good in terms of performance. And you look at Ariel Miranda, Jose DePaula, these two best southpaws in 2020 CPBL season. And you look at how hard the Lions struggled are against left-handed pitching throughout the season. So I think it's just an ideal matchup for the brothers because they have these two left-handed aces. So I think it's pretty obvious that the brothers have an edge over the Lions in terms of starting pitching. And I believe they will send out their two best left-handers, Ariel Miranda and Jose Dupala, in the first two home games, maybe just to get the upper hand as soon as possible and don't give the Lions any chance to, you know, catch a breath or just try to win the ball games in the front of the series as soon as possible. And I believe even though they will put the local Taiwanese pitchers at the right. end of their rotation, right? So right. Huang Enci is even better than Jiang Chenyan, a right. lot better. Even though Huang Enci suffered from injury in the second part of the season and he didn't pitch as well as he did in the first half, but as if I'm just a spectator, but I have a lot of more faith in Huang Enci than in Jiang Chenyan because Jiang Chenyan has struggled throughout the season and he was hit particularly hard this season, especially yeah. he and Su Zixian, and Su Zixian even got left out of the starting rotation and also right. the roster. So I believe overall, in terms of starting rotation, it's a very good matchup for the brothers.
Yeah, and I want to ask you this. Do you think, for both teams, do you think they go with the Taiwanese pitcher in game four, or do you think it's going to be all foreign pitching to start every single game?
Personally, in my opinion, I would believe they will use all foreign pitchers to give themselves the best chance to win the ball games, especially the Lions, because as we all know, their local pitching, starting pitching, wasn't very good in the regular season. And even though the brothers have Huang Enci, but as dominant as Ariel Miranda and Jose Dupala and Yasmin Rogers, it is very hard to not push them to the limit for this seven-game series, right. Right. in this short-term series. So I believe they will try to push all these foreign pitchers to the limit and let these Taiwanese local pitchers who technically are on the starting rotation, but they will probably use them as a long relief pitchers right. In case of some, you know, emergency.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think the brothers definitely have the edge over the Lions, and I've said it throughout the season. I think the Guardians is the only rotation that can match up well versus the brothers and vice versa. You look at the Uni Lions rotation. I mean, Melville was lights out in Xingzhuang versus the Guardians. But other than that, I think, like I mentioned in the Ryan's Pro Bowl podcast, if you had given the brothers a couple of more innings to in the Tainan game on Friday, I'm not sure if the Lions would have won that game. Teddy Stankwitz faced a lot of the problems that the Lions pitchers faced throughout the second half, is that their pitch count is normally up. They use quite a lot of pitches by the sixth and seventh inning that they can't really go deeper. And so compare that to the brothers, which we've all seen Mark Rogers, Miranda, and Dupala going deep and throwing complete games or shutouts. We haven't seen that from the Lions beside that one game with Tim Melville. And then you add that with, if they go with only the three foreign pitching, like, and I agree with you, Jackie, I think that that's what both teams will do. They'll be going on 3 days rest. And you saw how Dykeshorn struggled going on 4 days rest during the season. So I think on starting pitching, which is the most crucial part of any baseball game, I think the brothers have the edge over the Lions as well. All right, let's move on. Oh, wait, before we move on, who do you think will be the game one starter for both teams? Because that's really a toss-up. I think for both teams, there are a lot at stake in terms of who they pick for the game one starter.
Yeah, it's it's hard to predict exactly how the manager would deploy their starting pitching throughout the series. But I believe for the Lions, since Teddy Stankovic pitched very well in the last game of the regular season against the Brothers, so it is a lot of fresh memories, right? You feel confident about his pitching against his Brothers. So maybe I believe the manager, Lions manager Lin Yueping, would put Teddy Stankovic up to the mound again for the first game of the series to just let him continue his dominance against the Brothers. But personally, in my opinion, I don't believe if that were the case, I don't believe it is a very good decision, since the Brothers have just seen Teddy, in a very short period of time. So maybe they have the hitters also have good memories against Teddy, so maybe they can find a way to break through with his pitching. And as for the Brothers, I believe Jose DePaula will be their first starting pitcher in the first game of the series. But I think it's either Ariel Miranda or Jose DePaula. It makes a lot of sense either way. But Jose DePaula has shown that he has the not only the ability, but also the big heart, and also his presence on the mound when the moment is at the biggest. He pitched their first half season title clinching game in the first half, and also pitched the final game of the regular season actually pretty well, even though he lost that game, but he actually pitched quite well. So I believe he has the presence and he has the ability to be pitching at the biggest moment. And I believe the first game of the series is always very important in these short series. And I believe the Brothers will give that mission to Jose DePaula.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the Brothers go with Jose DePaula in game one. I think the more interesting pick will be game two, because Rodgers is a much better pitcher at home. But then, like you said earlier in the show, that the Brothers can really establish dominance if they win the first two games. And we all know Errol Miranda being a lefty, it will be a much bigger problem for the Lions lineup. And you look at the Lions side of things. Assuming that they go, I mean, again, we're not sure if they go 1-4-7 for the game one pitcher, but you know, just in case they might go with a domestic starter for game four, I think they go with Stankiewicz for game one, because Stankiewicz is also a much better pitcher at home, and if you start him for game one, then he will probably start game five as well. And you know, instead, if you pitch him in game two, that you probably won't see him until game six, which will be back in Taichung, which is the Brothers home field. So I think they go with Teddy in game one, and the Brothers go with DePaula in game one. But again, I think the game two starter will be a little bit more interesting for the Brothers. Who do you got for game two?
I agree with you. I think Esmiel Rodgers pitched really well. Actually, if you look at the numbers, he has been the best pitcher for the Brothers, especially in the second half, of course. His ERA, his FIP, fielding independent pitching, has all been better than Jose DePaula and Ariel Miranda. A lot of dominance, a lot of very crisp innings from him. But I still believe Ariel Miranda will be the Brothers' choice for the second game. Just the reason is just what I've mentioned. The Lions really struggled hard throughout the season against left-handed pitching. Their numbers, their slash line as a team against left-handed pitching have been by far the lowest among the league. It's not even close. So I believe they will still put Ariel Miranda on the mound for the second game to establish that dominance and just to make sure they can use every advantage they have against this Lions team. And Miranda, I believe, will be a better choice. And in you look at the Lions lineup, they have these three great outfielders who have hit very well this season, but they all struggle. They all hit a lot worse against left-handed pitching. So I believe it's still the better way to get those hitters out for the brothers, to have the better chance to get those hitters out if they put Miranda on the mound for the second game. And as for the Lions, I think Tim Melville will be the starter for the second game. And I think it's also because he has shown that dominance late in the season, a complete game shutout. And that's just fabulous. When he's on, he is the best pitcher on the Lions starting rotation. That's just no doubt. And we have also seen him dominates the Brothers lineup in his CPBL debut to start the second half. And that leaves a lot of impression on a lot of people's mind. And I think if he can continue his better command in that last start, and also his experience against his Brothers, he can be a very good starter for the Lions in the second game. But he has to, you know, avoid those command problem he experienced in the middle part of his season with the Lions, because at times when he struggled with his command, it's really tough to see to enjoy his pitching, because he can pitch himself into a lot of deep counts, deep trouble, and he will pile up his pitch counts very quickly, and that would be a disaster for the Lions. So I would still give him the mission to pitch the second game of the series, but I will try to do everything to make sure his command is in his best shape to make sure that he didn't put himself into a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Again, like, you know, I think the commanding problem is also a problem for the Lions pitching staff in general. Again, a lot of the starters for the Lions, they go into the sixth and seventh inning, and they're up, like, they're at 80 pitches or 90 pitches. You can't really leave them in the game for that long anymore. But and you compare that to the Brothers, which is a huge contrast. You know, DePaulo, Rogers, and Miranda all showed not only dominance, but also really good command that can help them go deep into the game. And again, with, and we're going to get into the Lions lineup a little bit later, but the Brothers starters can really pose a problem, and all three of them, Rogers, Miranda, DePaulo, has caused problems for this Lions lineup. I think Melville goes game two as well for the Lions, Dykstra game three, and maybe, I think it's a fluid decision whether they go with Jiang Chen Yan or back to Teddy Stankwitz for game four. All right, let's move on to the bullpen. And for the bullpen, obviously, we know that CC Lee and Chen Yunwen are really, you know, the anchor of the bullpen. I personally think the Brothers overall have a better bullpen, but they haven't been performing as well coming into the late second half season. I'm just going to ask you, besides who you think has a better bullpen, but who do you think is the X factor in each of the bullpens?
So to start off, I would say the Brothers definitely have a better bullpen. If you have been following the CPBL this season, it's pretty obvious that they have by far the best bullpen in the league. Not only in the first half, when their bullpen was just dominating, lights out, but also in the second half, they still are performing better in terms of these four teams, among the four teams. So I think it's without question that the Brothers have a deeper bullpen. They have more reliable arms, and their bullpen pitchers stuff and command control are all better than the Lions ones. And as for the X factor for the each bullpen, I believe for the Brothers, I would pick Wu Junwei, because he should be the setup man, or at least the bridge to to the closer, right? And
right,
among the bridges to the closer, CC Lee. And Wu Junwei, we have seen throughout the season, he has probably one of the better stuff as a relief pitcher in this league. His fastball can reach up to 93, 94 miles per hour. And that's a crazy number in the CPBL. However, sometimes he can just blow up in one game or in a certain kind of situation. His command throughout the season, if you look at his number, his control is actually pretty good. 19 walks in 40 2/3 innings, not bad. But when you look at some of his appearances in the season, he can, you know, lose confidence in a big time in the game. And he's still very young. So I believe the lack of experience might hurt him in this kind of big stage, very high leverage situation in the Taiwan series. So whether he can take on this high pressure in the biggest moment of his CPBL career throughout this series is something that we have to pay a lot of attention to, because he has been so important in this broadest bullpen. And as for the Lions, I think the key man or the X factor will be Zheng Junren,
right?
Because he has been the most important, in my opinion, the most important bullpen pitchers for the Lions in the second half. If it weren't for his better performance in the second half, I don't think the Lions have a chance to compete for the second half season title. Zheng Junren is that important. He has appeared in 63 games this season for the Lions. That's crazy. That's more than half of the ball games they played. And even though he had atrocious numbers in the first half, I think in part because of the home run, the juiced ball in the first half. And he really improved a lot, not only because of the juiced ball in the second half, but also his overall performance in the second half. He has become a very dominant force for the Lions bullpen later in the season. And we have seen him pitch very efficiently. Sometimes there's 10, 12 pitches and a three up, three down inning, and has shown a lot of confidence in himself because of his improved performance. So if he can pitch as well as he did in the second half for the Lions and make a very good bridge between the starting pitcher, the foreign starting pitcher of the Lions, and the gear closer, Chen Yunwen, I believe it would become a very huge positive factor for the Lions. And I would like to add up a very interesting point about the Lions' decision to add Wang Jingming to the bullpen instead of maybe Lin Qiwei or other choices. Because Wang Jingming, even though he has a ton of experience, he has pitched very well earlier in his career, but this season he has been bothered by a lot of injuries, and also he didn't pitch well at all. His ERA, even though a limited amount of sample size, but it's over 10. And I have broadcast several games where he pitched in, and those games were just not fun to see if you are a Lions fan. So I think it's a very, very curious decision by the Lions coaching staff. I think they still value veteran experience and presence a lot in this team, but sometimes you still have to look at the numbers and ask yourself, is this really the right decision? And I believe also the decision to add Pan Weilun is in the same case here, where even though he had a lot of pedigree, he pitched very well, he has a legendary career, but at this point of their career, both Pan Weilun and Wang Jingming, they're just not, in my opinion, not going to contribute in a very positive way to your pitching staff, and especially in this very big stage in Taiwan series.
Yeah, I mean, what an excellent breakdown there, and I thought everything was spot on. Setup man, normal again, in the CPBL, the setup man takes such a big role, because normally the closer is really dominating the CPBL, but pitchers before that, you know, if they can't hand the lead to the closer, it doesn't really matter. And so, yeah, I agree that Wu Junwei and Zheng Junren are both really important for the bullpen. And also, yes, the brothers' bullpen have been so good, especially in the first half. My concern about the Brothers Swopen is in the last month or so, the Brothers Swopen hadn't been great. And that can flip the series for the Lions. And unless the Brothers starting pitching can go 8 innings every single game, which I don't think is that likely, you know, how well does the young arms for the Brothers pitchers cope with that pressure, I think will be key to this series. That being said, my way of picking the X factor for both bullpens is a little bit different than you. I am going with the guy that can stop the bleeding, because besides coping with the pressure with a small lead at the late innings, I think it's a bigger pressure on the pitcher who comes in probably with men on first and second in the fifth or in the fourth inning when the team is down by 3. Your starter kind of blew it up, and you're being tapped to come in and save the moment so your team can have a chance to come back later in the game. I think in those moments will define the Taiwan series and had been in the past. And so for the Brothers, I think Peng Shiying will be such an important factor for the bullpen, because not only is he the only lefty in the bullpen that the Brothers shows, but he's most likely going to be the guy that's going to come in and try to save the Brothers from, or save the Lions from pulling away in a game. I using the same theory for the Lions bullpen, I pick Wang Jianming as well. Again, like you said, he's the experienced guy, and he's a surprising pick. I think the Lions picks comes from their bullpen. They chose a lot of experience rather than some of the young guys that they could have chosen. And to me, the message that sent me is even Daddy Pai, Lin Yueping, and Coach Navarro don't have a lot of faith in that bullpen. They're going with experience. They're going with their old guys because they don't think they probably can out-talent the Brothers on that side of the field, on that side of the that part of the roster. So Wang Jianming, again, I think he'll be the guy, again, in the fifth inning when they're down by 2 with bases loaded, or men on first and second, 2 outs. They need an out, but they need 2 outs. Who do they put in? They put in Wang Jianming. And that role will be so critical in the Taiwan series, and especially in this year's Taiwan series, knowing that some of the starters might not go as long, coming out for three starts or 2 long starts and stuff like that. So, yeah, I pick those 2 pitchers as the X factors for both teams. But I was wondering, I want to know what you think about, knowing that the starter, you know, the starting depth for both teams, it might be a little thin. How important do you think the bullpen will come in, will be in this Taiwan series?
I think, personally, in my opinion, I would think it would be bigger for the Lions, as the Brothers can just ride on their 3 very dominant and very reliable starting pitching. But I know that we still have to see until the games are played, because even though as dominant as they are in the regular season, they might still, you know, run into some trouble in the short series for sure. But I think if you look at the numbers, if you look at the track record, the Lions bullpen should be even more important for them, because maybe their starting pitching is not as dominant as the Brothers' starting pitchers. So maybe the Lions bullpen pitchers have to eat up more innings, have to face more situations where there are runners in scoring position with 2 outs, they're down 2 runs in the later half of the ball game. So I think the Lions bullpen will play the even bigger role than the Brothers bullpen will be. And I just want to add up a point where there's also some interesting decision that the Brothers didn't bring more left-handed pitching into their roster, their bullpen. Zheng Jiayan, Wei Shuochen, all of these are left-handed pitchers, even though Wei Shouchen is just a rookie and he didn't pitch particularly well in the regular season, but they're still left-handed pitching. And I think if you want to take advantage of the weakness of the Lions, you should put as many as left-handers in your bullpen. I think especially considering that we have 28-man roster in this year's Taiwan series, so you have more room to wiggle to make some different adjustments. And I think that's also a lot of fans are, that's the point where also a lot of fans are questioning the brothers' coaching staff decision. They're only adding Peng Shiying, the left-hander, to their bullpen, the only left-hander in their bullpen in this 28-man roster. So it's also something we are going to pay attention to, and it's also something I'm very interested at.
Yeah, yeah. I think what it comes down to really, and you kind of alluded on this too, is the coaching decisions on how, you know, how adamant and how quickly do coaches come in and pull the starters or pull the pitchers out when they're in trouble. And we've seen, you know, Foster has been in the CPP for a while. He knows the brothers' bullpen really well. On the other hand, Navarro for the Lions, he's been a little bit less decisive at times. He kind of, so at times, especially in the first half, he leaves the pitcher in a little bit too long. And I think that can really, that can really decide on who wins the Taiwan series for both teams. And now let's move quickly through the infield. The catchers for the Lions and the brothers. I think that the starting catcher for the brothers will be Chen Jiachu and Lin Youle for the Lions. Who do you think has a better starting catcher or catchers on the roster between two teams?
I think Lin Youle is a better catcher in this series, because he has proven that he is a very good pitch calling and very good commander on the field for the Lions. In this, throughout the series, we have seen several cases where when they put Chen Chongyu in as a starting catcher, and Chen Chongyu just couldn't let the pitchers feel comfortable, and a lot of pitch calling is being, you know, criticized by fans, and also sometimes even the Lions coaching staff swapped him out of the ballgame because of his pitch calling is not working, and they instead choose Lin Youle, even though maybe on a certain day it was Lin Youle's rest day, and he has still to, you know, come into the ballgame to bail the starting catcher Chen Chongyu or other backup catchers out in the ballgame. So Lin Youle is that important for the Lions, not only because of his throwing arm, even though his cost-stealing rate has dropped significantly this season, but I think he's still got a very good arm behind the plate. He can still throw the runners out. And his pitch calling, I think, is the biggest thing for the Lions. And also, even though on the season his offensive production is not as good as you might imagine, only a 682 OPS, and that's 35% below the league average. But he's also got 8 homers. So he's got some, you know, surprising pop in his bat. And if he can, like, just like Mike Zunino in the World Series or in a Major League Baseball playoff, if he can add that surprising pop to these series, he can actually help the team in a very big way. And Chen Jiachu for the brothers, the starting catcher for the brothers, he didn't have that kind of pop, in my opinion, even though his overall offensive production is a little bit better than Lin Youle. But I would feel better if I have Lin Youle at the plate as the hitter. And Chen Jiachu's on the defensive side, he's also a pretty good catcher. He's also a veteran guy, over 30 years old, and has been with the brothers for several years. But personally, I think Lin Youle has an upper hand in this series in terms of catchers.
Yeah, I again, Excellent breakdown there. I think Leola is no doubt the starting catcher for the Uni Lions, and Chen Jiaju is the starting catcher for the Brothers. And you know, you really broke it down well as of why Leola right now is a far better catcher than Chen Chongyu as of today. And I would have made the exact same points. And so I'm not gonna double down on that. And both catchers, I think their pros are you know, commanding the team, making the right pitch calling, and it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be an excellent duel between not only the starters but how the catchers from both teams settle the team down when necessary and command the field, command the team when they're on the field. Let's move on to from first to short, and we're going to go through all of it. We're just going to pick who has a better infield. On first base for the Brothers is, I think, these are my presumptive starters for the infield. For the Brothers is Xu Jihong, and then second base is Yue Donghua. On third is Wang Weicheng. On short is Jiang Kunyu. Now, I think the only, you know, the second base is probably the one that I have the least faith with, and that's just because they rotate the second baseman a lot during the season. And also, it's quite surprising that Wu Dongrong is not in the lineup, not in the roster for the Brothers, who has been one of the key contributors at the second base spot. In fact, instead they put in Zhang Zhiqiang and Pan Zhifang, who can all play second base, but have played very little second base at the CPBL first team level. On the other hand, for the Lions, on first base, I think, first base is one of those, do you go with Gao Guoqing, the veteran, or Wu Jierui, or Pan Jiekai? And I think based on the matchup, they will change. But I think just for the sake of it, I think Wu Jierui starts at first. Lin Jingkai starts at second. Guo Fuling starts at third. Against righties, against lefties, they might go with Miao Siru, Chen Yongji, but also Miao Siru it can be a DH option. And at shortstop, Lin Zujie has made the comeback. He had a oblique injury late in the season, hadn't played since October 11th, but has made the Taiwan Series roster and looks like he's going to start at short. So that being said, Jackie, who do you think? First of all, I want to ask you a couple questions. Number one is, what do you think about Wu Dongrong not being in the Taiwan Series roster, and who do you think will start at second base for the Brothers? And also, who do you think the Lions should pick at first base?
Okay, so in terms of Wu Dongrong, that also surprised me a lot. And because of this decision, the Brothers' coaching staff has been hammered harshly by their fan base. That's just a little bit ridiculous to see the fan reaction. But I think I can understand just why they're so furious, right? Because Dongrong has been hitting pretty well overall in terms of his offensive numbers, and he batted 288 on base, 359, 391 slugging, and for a second baseman in the CBBL, that's pretty good numbers. And OPS 750, very good. And he hit especially well against the Lions on the season. His slash line are way better than his season average when he was facing the Lions. So it is really, really surprising that the Brothers didn't bring Wu Dongrong into this roster. And instead of choosing Wu Dongrong, they choose Zhang Zhiqiang and maybe Pan Zhifang as their second baseman choice. And even they bring Du Jiaming onto their roster. So all of these have been very, very strange, because Zhang Zhiqiang, he hit very well in the minors, but he didn't appear in many games in the regular season, in the first squad this season. And as Danny has mentioned, Pan Zhifang, Zhang Zhiqiang, Du Jiaming, all these players haven't played many games in the first squad, in the regular season. So, and that's a very, very curious decision. Personally, I would definitely put Wu Dongrong in their roster, and to see if there is, based on the matchup, to give themselves a better platoon guys at the plate, because they can also put Yue Donghua, the left-hander, a left-handed hitter at the plate when they are facing a right-hander, and they can put Wu Dongrong at the second base when they are facing a left-handed pitcher, even though the Lions only have very few left-handed pitching. But
Right. Either
way, I think Wu Dongrong is a better choice on the Brothers roster. And I think the Lions' first base situation, if they want to maximize their first base production, I think, especially considering we just make the predictions where the first two games, the Brothers will send their best left-handed handers on the mound. So I think Wu Jie-rui will be the first baseman for them, and Gao Guoxin will DH to maximize that offensive production. But throughout the season, I think the Lions have a better faith in Gao Guoxin's defensive ability than Wu Jie-rui's defensive ability. So maybe they will put Gao Guoxin at first and put Wu Jie-rui at DH to make sure that these two right-handed bats can both be in the lineup and also have the better defensive alignments for them in terms of their coaching staff's preference. So I think that would be my guess.
Yeah. I first of all, on the Brothers' second baseman situation is really odd. I think the only the only way that can kind of explain things, especially to the emotional Brothers fans out there, which we all know has quite a bit of influence out there, is injury. I think that's probably the only reasonable explanation. Other than that, a lot of ways you look at it, it's as a fan, as an outsider looking in, it's confusing a little bit. As for the Lions' first base situation, I think I agree with you in terms of Gao Guoqing. I think has they put in a lot more faith in him as a defensive first baseman, and I think that's probably why you will see him later in games as a defensive replacement or as a pinch hitter. You know, using his veterans' experience to come in. But I think they'll probably still use Wu Jie-rui to start a lot of games. Or they've used Pan Jiekai as a first baseman starter for a couple games as well, in many games late in the season. I also wanted to ask you about Lin Zujie, because again, like I said earlier, he had an injury in his oblique, torn oblique, or you know, he had quite a serious injury that put him out of the ball, out of the field, basically since October 11th. And so he hasn't played in 20 days, about 3 weeks. Do you think he was starting game one? That's number one. And number two, just explain and contextualize how important is Lin Zujie to the Lions?
So first of all, I would like to add on the first baseman situation. Pan Jiekai, just like you mentioned, he started several games in the final month of the regular season. And I think he will be the first base option for the Lions when the Brothers put up a right-hander, because Pan Jiekai is a left-handed batter. So Wu Jie-rui and Pan Jiekai will be a very good platoon split partner for this kind of situation. And
right.
Back to the questions you mentioned, Lin Zujie, it's really hard for me to, you know, predict whether he will be play a big factor in this series, because we're still not sure whether his health condition is well enough to, take on this starting shortstop role throughout the series. In the season, in the regular season, we have seen him play very, very, very fabulous defense at short. And he really stabilized the Lions infield defense since the debacle that we've seen of Chen Jiexian in the very early part of this season. Because as we all know, Chen Jiexian, he was originally their starting shortstop, and
right. His
defense was just in a very, very bad condition. And then they moved him to center field and all the problems were solved. And who took over the shortstop to stabilize everything in the infield for the Lions? It's Lin Zujie. So you can't really emphasize enough about Lin Zuzhi's importance to the Lions this season. He is a stabilizer, and he actually hit pretty well in the first half, even though his numbers just cool off in the second half. But he's been very important for them, for sure. But the injury situation casts a lot of doubts on his availability and also his performance level in this, the biggest stage of the Lions season. And personally, I would put, if the Lin Zuzhi's health condition is in doubt, I would put Chen Chongting at short and Chen Yongji at second and Wu Jiri at first and Guo Fuling at third. And to me, that's the maximization of the Lions' offensive production from their infield. If you want to maximize your offense, the Lions should do that, because we've also seen Chen Yongji play great second base sporadically in the season. So to me, even though Lin Zuzhi a little bit you know, in doubt, he's been important, and also he's been important to the Lions throughout the season, but I'm not sure at this point of the season he is the best choice for the Lions. I'm just not sure about that.
Well, that's just, I disagree. I think Lin Zuzhi is the best pick for the Lions. I think his defensive abilities alone, I think in a high, you know, high situation like this, in an important series like this, defense wins championships, and especially in the CPBL, when offense is being maximized, having a good defense really can help. And Lin Zuzhi, if he's healthy, I think he's a starting shortstop. You look at the Lions got away with a couple of bang plays by the shortstop during the Fubon Gardens game and the CTBC Brothers game in the last in the clinching 2 days for the Lions. And so I think Daddy Pai, Li Yueping kind of will notice that and kind of realize that they got out, you know, they got out of it quite luckily by not letting the game slip away with those bang plays. And so I think he puts Lin Zuzhi back in at short. All right, let's move on to the. Oh, did you have anything to add or?
Yeah, I think, yeah, just like you mentioned, Lin Zuzhi's defense is irreplaceable, but I'm just not sure about his health, and also his hitting just you know, crashed in the second half. So I'm also not sure about. I think Chen Chongting throughout the season, even though his overall offensive numbers have been, you know, relatively similar to that of Lin Zuzhi, but I think he delivered more times in the big spot than Lin Zuzhi as a hitter. So just my opinion, if you want to maximize offense instead of maximizing your defense, I would put Chen Chongting at short. But if you want to maximize your defense, and Lin Zuzhi is definitely your first choice.
Yeah, I agree on that front. I think if they go offense, they put Chen Chongting there. But and if they go defense, they put Lin Zuzhi. I guess it's just a matter of preference. For Lin Yueping, when he makes his lineup in probably in the next 24 hours or so. All right, let's move on to the outfield. We all know the Lions outfield will look like. I don't think there's probably, barring some crazy matchup or emergency, I think it's going to be obvious that it's going to be Su Zhijie, Chen Jiexian, and Li Yangke out there in the outfield. For the brothers, though, it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit more fluid. Zhang Zhihao Hollywood is back in the roster. He's saying he's healthy. But also, he's also saying that, you know, sometimes it hurts a little bit when he swings and stuff like that. And so the brothers are not dead set on whether Zhang Zhihao will be starting center fielder or DH or just a pinch hitter that comes in late games. But so for me, I when I play MLB The Show, when I play NBA 2K, when I play video games, whenever a player has a little bit of an injury, I don't play him at all. That's just how I manage things. So I leave Zhang Zhihao out of the starting lineup For the brothers, starters in the outfield, I go with right fielder Chen Zihao at right, left fielder Dan Zixian in left field. And then I go with the rookie Yue Zhenhua in center field. And then Zhou Siqi, he's also listed as an outfielder, but I put him as DH because he's an important bat, but I don't think his fielding capabilities are there anymore. What do you think about how do you compare the outfield roster on both teams?
Yeah, just like you mentioned when you start off that question, that no doubtly that the Lions outfielders are well set. Chen Jiexian as a center fielder, Su Zhijie at left, Liang Ke at right, and these three outfielders are arguably the best in this league. Chen Jiexian, in my opinion, is the best leadoff man in this league, and he also played very good outfield as we have seen throughout the season. Even though he just got converted to outfield this at the start of the season, and he did particularly well with his outfield assists. He has thrown out several runners at home plate this season, so I think it's just a very good and well set combination in the outfield for the Lions. And for the brothers, just like you mentioned, more fluid, more uncertainty. Zhou Siqi is definitely their DH option because, like you mentioned, at this point of his career, he just cannot play outfield anymore. Like, even if you play, it just hurts you. It just makes you very, very nervous.
Yes.
So Chen Zihao will be at right, and that's also my prediction. And Chen Zixian at left is obvious. In the center, I think it will be shared by Lin Shuyi and Yue Zhenhua. These two, Lin Shuyi is relatively young to Zhou Siqi, of course, and Yue Zhenhua is the rookie player, but he just come up to the big league in the CPBL in the final month of the regular season. So experience-wise, you still have a lot of doubts in him, and you don't want him to become an automatic out at the plate. Since he's just, I think he's just 20 years old or even below that. And so you still want to have some competitive at-bats from your center fielder. If I want to do that, I would put Lin Shuyi in a center, or even, I think Zhang Zixie also plays some center, but I think Lin Shuyi is a better choice. And just like you mentioned, Zhang Zihao is, of course, ideally, he should be their center fielder, starting center fielder, but an oblique injury in the final month of the regular season, I just don't think he could come back 100%. And if he's not 100%, an oblique injury is quite serious for a hitter. I don't think he can, you know, play up to his par in the biggest spot here in the championship series. So I definitely agree with you. If I were the manager, I wouldn't, you know, bring him to the roster. But if that's the case, I would just let him, you know, be a bench bat and, you know, come up to hit, to pinch hit, try to drive in runs in a big spot. I believe he still can, you know, have the ability to try to put the ball in play, but an oblique injury, I just don't know how available and how good his condition is. And as for the Lions, their three starting outfielders aside, Tang Zhaoting has been a very welcome surprise for them this season. He struggled very hard in the last few seasons, but this season has been a very big comeback season where he hit very well, and he hit very well in the big spots too. And he played spectacular defense, as we've seen. He has made several, you know, highlight reel plays in the center field. So he could be a defensive replacement in the later half of the ball game when the Lions are ahead and they are not. They want to maximize their defense. I think they will put him in the outfield, and I think that would be the case. And to me, the Lions' overall outfield is still better than that of the brothers. And I believe the outfield is the biggest advantage that the Lions have in this series against the Brothers.
Yeah, spot on. I think that, especially with the Hollywood situation, I think you were spot on. I just don't like playing injured players, even if it's late in the season, even if they tell you they're okay. At most, I'll bring him in for one at bat, you know, late in the game if it's a tie game, close game with men in scoring position, stuff like that. I think in a vacuum, the Lions definitely have the better outfield. However, my problem with the Lions outfield is not just the Three Musketeers, but also Tung Chau Ting. You know, Tung Chau Ting has hit well on paper versus lefties this year, but you look at his stats from previous years, his stats versus lefties have been really not great. And so if the Brothers nullify that with two starters, which, you know, if both of them pitch twice in a seven-game series, that's four games. If the Lions don't somehow figure out how they, especially the outfielders, don't figure out how to hit those lefties, you know, their biggest advantage really gets nullified really quickly. And so that's one of the reasons why I think the Brothers holds the advantage, not just on talent, not just because they're experienced, not just but because they can easily nullify Lions' biggest advantage with sending Ariel Miranda and DePaula out there to pitch at least four games between them in a seven-game series. And also, by the way, besides the two of them, they still got Esmo Rogers, who is a really, really good starting pitcher in the CPPL, especially in the second half as well. Now, Jackie, I'm going to put you on the spot, okay? You know, I'm going to put you on the spot because I haven't told you this, but if you can come up with the Lions starting lineup for game one, right, what would that look like? Mm-hmm. How would that look like?
The Lions starting lineup.
Yes.
Okay, so personally, I would like to maximize their offensive production.
Okay.
And so because it's only because that the Brothers pitching is so good, and I believe if they want to score, you know, enough runs to win the ball games, you have to have score enough runs to win ball games.
Right.
They have to put out their best offensive lineup, and because I think it depends on the starting pitching in the first two games. If the situation is where there are two left-handed pitchers on the mound, I think I would put definitely starting catcher Lingola. And also, first baseman will be either Wu Jiri or Gao Guoqing. And
right.
Either the DH will be Wu Jiri or Gao Guoqing. It depends on who you put at first. And I would put Chen Yongji at second because he's your best hitter against, by far the best hitter against the left-handers.
Yes.
And shortstop Chen Chongting and third baseman Guo Fuling. These right-handed bats are so important for the Lions when they are facing a southpaw. And as for the outfield, just like you mentioned, even though Tang Zhaoting has very good number against left-handed pitching this season, but we all know that the platoon splits stats, they take a very big sample size to stabilize. And as we all know, Tang Zhaoting hasn't collected many, many, you know, plate appearances this season. So if the numbers might not reflect
right
how he will perform against left-handers in this short series. So I would still give Chen Jiexian, Su Zijie, Ding Anke the starting job facing the left-handers. But I wouldn't put them, you know, in the first, second, and third spots in the lineup. I would put Su Zijie and Ding Anke especially in the, you know, maybe back end of the lineup, maybe 6-7, or even later in the lineup, just because they've struggled so hard against left-handed pitching. And it's been proven throughout a very big amount of sample size. So it has been proven as a problem that they couldn't solve, at least throughout the season and throughout their career. So I think Su Zijie and Lin Anke should bat in the later part of the lineup, but I will still put them in the lineup. And Chen Jiexian, even though he hit left-handed pitchers way worse than he did against right-handers, but he still got more than 300 batting average against left-handed pitching. So he still can, you know, put the ball in play against left-hander and still can sort of get on base. So I would still put in the leadoff spot. As for all the right-handers I've mentioned for the Lions, I think you can put them either way. I would put Chen Yongji at the number second spot or a number two spot or a number three spot because I want him to bat more times. And Guo Fuling in the fourth spot, in the cleanup spot, and maybe Wu Jiawei in the fifth. So that's how I would, you know, think about this Lions lineup to face the first two great left-handed pitchers from the brothers. If a right-hander start or pitch for the brothers, you have to reshuffle a little bit and put all the left-handed bats in the front of the lineup as much as possible and as many as possible. So I think that is how I would do the lineup for the Lions.
Yeah, spot on. I think there's some really, really nice analysis from you, Jackie. And I really, really appreciate it. If I were to do the brothers lineup, I think I go with obviously Wang Weichen to lead off. And then maybe I'm going to go on a limb and put Zhou Siqi hit a second in that lineup. I think his hot bat can really help the brothers at that second spot. And then they got a lot of middle hitters with Xu Jihong, Zhen Zixian, Chen Zihao is a decent choice as well. And then they have Yue Donghua, Jiang Kunyu, and either Yue Zhenghua, Lin Shuyi, whoever plays center field, and then Chen Jiaju to round it up. So I think that would probably the big thing. Depending on if they start Hollywood, maybe the second to fourth spot change a little bit. But I think the brothers lineup is just full of really powerful hitters. Sadly, you know, for the brothers, that will be the X factor, I think, because they haven't been hitting well in the second half. And lately, they've been relying on Zhou Siqi, Xu Jihong, and Zhen Zixian for a lot of the production. And whether they can find the groove again, and if they have the offensive output as they had in the first half, I think it will be a huge advantage for them, considering that they can probably limit the offensive capacity for the Lions with their star lefty pitchers in their rotation. Now, before we get to FaceTime, we've done a lot of analysis with the Taiwan Series preview. Who do you got winning the Taiwan Series, and in how many games?
I believe it will be the brothers, and they will win the series in six games, just like what Dodgers did to the Rays in the Major League Baseball World Series.
Yeah,
because I just think that the brothers are overall a better team, and if you are a better team, you have a better chance to even out those, you know, odds and bad fortune. And they have the critical point is that they have a deeper and better pitching staff. And I think that makes all the difference. Right. We can talk all day long about how their lineup compared to the Lions. I think it's, 50-50. You can't really decide which side of the offensive production is better. But I think in the pitching side, it's pretty obvious. And I think that would be the point that decides this series.
Yeah, I think the brothers will win as well, but I got the brothers in five, and I think they need to finish the series within five games, or else the Lions will win this one. If the series goes to six or seven games, the monkey on the brothers' back in terms of not winning Taiwan Series is going to grow. It's only going to grow bigger and bigger, and if it goes to a game seven. I have said this on Ryan Chen's podcast as well. The Lions are such a great one-game playoff team that if it goes to a game seven, I think the Lions will win the seventh game of the series. But the brothers' biggest advantage is with their depth. They're better at seven or four to five game series than the Lions will be because of their depth. But if they don't pull it off within 4 or 5 games, by the time it reaches game 6, by the time it reaches game 7, the nightmare of the brothers not winning the Taiwan series, or probably blowing up a Taiwan, you know, choking a Taiwan series again, will I think will have such an impact on the brothers that I think the Lions being the underdog, being the less pressured team, can help them prevail. So I'm not trying to play both sides here, but I do think that the brothers, with their talents, with their depth, is going to win in 5 games. And Jackie, before I let you go, and by the way, really spot on analysis, Jackie. I really appreciate you coming on the show and giving some really great insight on the Lions and the brothers for in terms of the Taiwan series. But before I let you go, the one thing I always let my guests do is what I call FaceTime, is which I give the guest however long they want for to talk about this one topic or rant about a topic that they want to talk about. It can be whatever you want to talk about. And so, without further ado, you have the floor, Jackie.
Okay. So the thing that I mostly want to rant about is the pitching pace of the CPBL pitchers. This year, I have been fortunate enough to be able to broadcast both CPBL games and also Major League Baseball games for Fox Sports Taiwan. And I think there is a very, very obvious difference between these two leagues' pitching pace. When I broadcast the Major League Baseball games, I was broadcasting their playoff games. And technically, as a matter of fact, the pace in the playoff for the MLB is already slower than in the regular season. But I still feel like, wow, these games are played in a very, you know, crisp way. It's so different from how I feel in the broadcasting booth. When I was broadcasting for the CPBL games, the pitchers, the seconds between pitches in the CPBL are just far longer than in the Major League Baseball. Sometimes I didn't have time to finish off my sentence, and the pitchers have already threw like 2 or 3 pitches in Major League Baseball. But in the CPBL, I can finish a topic with my partner, with my commentator, just between pitches in the CPBL. So I think I just really want the CPBL pitchers and also the CPBL officials to, you know, spend more time on this issue, pay more attention to this issue, because I think it really affects people's perception and people's interest in this sport, in this league. If you have a better pace and if you have you have more, you know, exciting moments scattered between those plays, it would be just a better product. But if you just drag along between pitches and every time when there are runners on base, the inning just drags on, and the pitchers just spend more time just scratching their face, just put more, you know, powder on their hands and take off their hat to swab out of their sweat, do all those kind of things. It's just not a good product. I'm talking about the CPBL, and I think you can just look at the Major League Baseball to have a better example, even though Major League Baseball is also dealing with their own game playing pace problem. They have been dealing with that these past decade, especially these past 5 years. However, their average 9-inning game time is still just a little bit over 3 hours. However, in CPBL, it's more than 3 hours and 30 minutes. And that's just not ideal baseball game products. So that's just something I have observed, and I have a very a strong opinion about. Even though when I was broadcasting CPBL games, I didn't think that it's just atrocious to have these longer games sometimes it can be very exciting. Sometimes there's still a lot of action in the game. It's still a good game. But if you, you know, look at it from a 30,000 miles per, point of view, 30,000 miles high, you would think that it's just not healthy for a league to have so many long games, so many, you know, bad paced games throughout a throughout the whole season. So that's what I especially want the CBBL to improve upon.
Yeah, good rant. Really good rant. I think especially in the first half, we've seen a lot of really, really long games, and a lot of them is because of a lot of offensive production. But for me, because, you know, because of my work, I've been watching every game since May 5th. And then by, like, a month in, you just get tired of pitchers not getting outs. And for a lot of the games in the first half, especially, you know, going into late innings, the teams are just trying to finish the game before it's getting too late. You know, the first six innings will take 2.5 hours, and then the last three innings will wrap up in 45 minutes because the teams, you know, get an idea of okay, this is going way too long, so they speed up. And you know, to me, there's an obvious change of pace going into the second half, but the games are still long. And the second half games are not long because of offensive production, but it's because, like you said, is the slower pace of from the pitchers, and that may be just a habit of domestic pitchers or just a habit of pitchers in the CPBL. Is that great for the league? Compared to the MLB, it's certainly a lot less action packed. In a world where, you know, things are speeding up, the pace of life is speeding up. I think is a problem that the sport of baseball needs to look at is how does the sport evolve into being more action-packed, like a basketball game or football game and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think, Jackie, you raised a really, really great point. And thank you, again, thank you so much for coming on. You offered some really awesome insights throughout this episode and previewing the Taiwan series for us. And again, you have the brothers in six games, right?
Yep.
Brothers in six. I got the brothers in five. So yeah. We're on similar boats here. Good luck. Jackie and Adam will be commentating game three and game five, if game five is necessary, of the Taiwan series in English on Twitter. And so good luck to you, Jackie. We're all looking forward to your commentating with Adam. You guys have done an excellent job for 11 Sports and throughout the season, bringing CPBL to the rest of the world. So I can't thank you enough for that. And again, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
In the third game of the third series, in the 55th game of the series, if there is a fifth game, I will be broadcasting with Keith Jiang, another commentator. But I will be commentating with Adam in the third game of that series. Just very appreciate having this conversation with me. I really enjoyed it a lot. And I hope everyone who has been following the CPBL and all the international viewers will be enjoying this one. We have a very special year, very unique year. And we hope that this Taiwan series can cap off this very strange baseball season with a very exciting series, with a series of very exciting events. And I hope that everyone can enjoy it like all we have.
Yes. And again, follow Jackie at Jackie_baseball on Twitter. 11 Sports commentator and Taiwan Series English commentator for Game 3 and Game 5. Thanks for coming on, Jackie.
Thank you.
And for our audience, thank you for tuning in. It's been a fun season. Hopefully, the Taiwan Series will live up to the hype. Hopefully, you enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed this episode very, very much. And hopefully, I don't really know what I'm going to do next week because, again, like most of you guys know, I don't really plan it well that far ahead. So thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week.